Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Normally, we follow a weekly rhythm that helps us explore a different topic and how following Jesus impacts that topic. But this week's going to be a little different. We're going to be taking an opportunity to just kind of see where we are as a community. Now, you probably know us as a mobile app and website for busy commuters, but we're also trying to become a church community. As we explore what it means to follow Jesus as individual people engaged in a busy lifestyle, we want to make sure that we're not completely disconnected from one another, and that even though we're usually quite scattered as a community, we want to take time to gather as well. As a gathered community, we want to make sure that we are committed to some of the same things in common. And so that's why through this week alone is going to be kind of a special week. We're going to be looking at each of the things our community is committed to one by one and seeing how we're doing as a community by hearing the stories of individuals who are part of our growing online community or in-person courses who are seeing their lives changed. We hope they'll inspire you to see some transformation in your own life as well. Now, the five things that we're committed to as a community start with being committed to growth in discipleship. We have some common content to learn together. We also want to be committed to God in worship. Committed to generosity in our resources. Committed to grace in our lifestyles and witness. And finally, committed to groups in community. So today in our series on just a bit of a status update for Redeem the Commute, we wanted to talk about the importance we'll place in our community on generosity of resources. A few months ago, we shared a story with you from a woman named Carol who had chosen to use some of her financial resources to support the work of Redeem the Commute and it becoming Redeemer Church. We shot a great video of her telling her story of why she's chosen to give to support God's work in various forms, but particularly Redeem the Commute. We'll show you a couple clips from that now. But I think the real highlights are how she felt that this was an important way to respond to God's relationship with her. That there was no decision made on a whim here, but rather she felt God's distinct calling to support this ministry because she had been a commuter herself who found she needed resources to help her follow Jesus while she was going about that busy part of her life, and now wants to share that opportunity with others. Generosity of resources is all about taking what God has given us and returning some of it in thanksgiving to say thanks to God for the great gifts he gives us. We give him a small portion in return.
I know that I found, I spent 17 years commuting, and I'd commute sometimes anywhere between an hour and 2.5 hours one way. And I used to try and spend quality time with God in my car. So I think that the whole idea of redeeming a commute is an excellent way to use time that's otherwise wasted. My husband and I sense that we should give a particular amount of money as a one-time gift to Redeem the Commute. I'd seen Ryan actually at a conference, and when I saw him, I thought, I think we're supposed to support his ministry in Redeem the Commute. And so we didn't have the money at the time, and that was okay because we've learned that God does provide. Income tax refund came in, check was written, and Redeem the Commute became part of our financial ledger at home. And then just got the sense that God wanted us to start supporting Ryan monthly. One day I was praying and Redeem the Commute came to mind, and I knew that the timing was the timing that day. And so that evening I went on to the website and accessed the giving form and set it up so that we now are monthly supporters.
Now, Carol didn't just make a one-time gift to Redeem the Commute. She chose to actually make an ongoing gift. She recognized that Redeem the Commute was a weekly enterprise. We are producing videos every week and putting them out there for people to learn what it means to follow Jesus. That happens every week, whether you're watching or not. And so she wanted to make sure she made a regular, ongoing, monthly gift to the work of Redeem the Commute. That kind of commitment is what allows us to do our work, knowing that every week, every month, we have a portion of our needs covered. Unfortunately, it's not all. We're supported by grants from our denomination, the Diocese of Toronto. And those grants decline over time. And we're hoping that those who are part of our community, online and in person, will start to give to cover the cost of this ministry, to start to give thanks for how you've been touched by giving so that others can be touched as well. Think about how it works. You're able to watch this video today because of the kind of gift that Carol made. Her regular ongoing gift supports our ministry and has enabled it to reach you. How many more people could we reach if each of you watching were to make a regular gift to redeem the commute as well? We could grow our ministry by leaps and bounds to reach not just people in Ajax and Durham, but across the GTA. We could see more lives transformed, more marriages saved, more parenting skills improved, more families brought back together through the work of Redeem the Commute supported by people like you. We want to be a community of people who are known for our generosity. Generosity of our financial resources, generosity of our time, generosity of our compassion as we encounter others in this world. So I'm encouraging you to make Redeem the Commute a regular part of your giving, of your charitable giving. If you give through our website at redeemthecommute.com, you look for the Give Back link, you'll be able to get a tax receipt from the Diocese of Toronto, our denomination, when you do give a gift of over $10. So I'd encourage you to make us a regular part of your giving, but also to include other charities, other Christian ministries, other things in our world that are consistent with God's kingdom. And finally, save some money so you can give generously to those you know who are in need. That's the big picture of generosity. We've explored that before in other challenges. I'd encourage you to go back to our series on becoming like family to see a bit of that, or some of our earlier segments as well. So your challenge for today is to find a way to support the ministry of Redeem the Commute. Whether that looks like you maybe giving your time to help us start our worshiping community, or maybe giving some of your talents if you have particular gifts and skills that you think would be useful as we do that. Or it can be giving financially to support this ministry, and there are a few ways to do that. One is to go to our website, as I mentioned earlier, look for the Give Back link right at the top of the page. You'll be led to a page where you can give through our giving page at the Diocese of Toronto. Your tax receipt will come from them, but it will still have been directed to Redeemer Church. As long as it says Redeemer Church on the form, you know you're in the right place and you're giving specifically to this ministry, which is part of a much larger ministry called the Anglican Diocese of Toronto. When you give online to Redeem the Commute, you've got a few options. You can just make it a one-time gift, or if you're able to, I'd encourage you to set it up as a regular ongoing gift through your credit card. If you'd prefer not to use a credit card, and you'd prefer to maybe use debit, I'd encourage you to set up a pre-authorized withdrawal. You can set up a regular monthly gift. Again, through the Diocese of Toronto, I can put you in touch with the right people if you'd like to make that kind of a gift. Same thing if you'd like to give through cash or by check. I can give you some instructions on how to give that way and make sure your gift is directed to Redeemer Church as well. These are all great ways to give to support the ministry of Redeem the Commute that I hope has touched you, and it's a way to help make sure we can touch other people's lives as well. We're meant to become a self-funding church community over time. Although we started with grants, very generous grants from the Diocese of Toronto, we want to become self-funding. And so I'd love to hear from you this week in how you plan to support the ministry of Redeem the Commute so we can keep this touching lives like it's touched yours. Well, the internet's a hard place to work sometimes because we put a lot of great content out there and we work really hard at it, but we don't always hear back from our users, you. So we'd love to hear back from you. Get in our contact form and let us know how we've been helping you, and consider making a financial gift to help support this ministry. If it's been helping you, it could help others as well, and we need your support to do that. So visit the website and please make a gift. Now, a reminder that if you'd like to meet with me in person and to talk about how you can support our community financially or otherwise, or just to tell your story, I'd love to meet you. You can meet me today, Wednesday, July 22nd at 8 p.m., or you can come see me tomorrow afternoon during the day at Starbucks in Ajax inside the chapter store, July 23rd at 4 p.m. So have a great evening, and I'll see you either tonight at coffee hours or tomorrow at coffee hours or tomorrow in this space as we continue our status update. Bye for now.